Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
Hey everybody, it's Brendan. I'm always asked, how do you plan for your speeches? Like how do you get ready for the big speeches, the big talks that you give? As many of you know, I'm blessed to do my own events each year where usually it's 900 plus people from, you know, 40 countries around the world. For 4 days I'm on stage, you know, often from, you know, 9 to 10 to 12 hours per day, to going out and speaking for major corporations, major nonprofits and associations where there might be, you know, 200 people to 10,000 people. My thought process for speech making and preparing for the speech is really very similar for all of them. And I think they're kind of common sense. They're just not common practice for a lot of people. So hopefully these will help you when you're planning for your next speech. Obviously, I begin with the end in mind. You know, when you think about the end of a speech, there's really only two things that typically matter in a speech. One is the emotions that they felt during the speech, and two, the key messages or the takeaways that they walk away with, the message of the speech. So you really have the emotions they experience and the takeaway, the message that they walk away with. Those are the two primary outcomes of every speech. You want to make them feel something, you make them think something or decide to do something. And knowing that, I gear all of my other preparation activities around those two things. Obviously, it begins with research. You never should speak to an audience without understanding that audience incredibly well. So I'll call the promoter, I'll interview them pretty in depth, asking them lots of different questions about who's in the audience, why they're there, do they have to be there, what do the most of them struggle with, what do they desire of life, what's the next level of ambition or achievement for them, what is it that the host wants to be communicated in terms of a theme or a message, but what is it they think that also somebody in the audience would love to feel or experience that might be different than others. I asked all sorts of questions of, tell me about your favorite speaker you've ever on stage and what made them your favorite one at your event. Who's been the worst? You don't have to tell me their name, but what did they do that you thought that was just the wrong speaker for our audience? I asked to interview somebody who's going to be in the audience, from somebody who's new in their organization to somebody who's more experienced. And I have to spend a tremendous amount of time with them, often 20 to 30 minute conversation, just a couple questions so I can get some key messaging, key understandings of that audience is really gonna serve me. Most of the research then comes from that is, now I've got my idea of what they want, I've got the topic in mind, I understand the people, now the real research begins. I'm gonna go out and look for philosophy, best practices, case studies, examples, stories from my own life, from other people's lives, from just information that I can bring in that speech to make sure I hit those messages and hit those goals. The research is everything. The second part then after the research for me is developing the rhythm of that speech, the rhythm of that conversation. How do I want it to feel? When do I want them to laugh? When do I want them to feel connected with each other? When do I want them to feel connected internally or spiritually? When do I want them to feel like they gotta jump out of the chair and go do something, you know? I really think about that rhythm. When do I speed up? When do I slow down? When do I sound more joyous? When do I sound more deep? Those types of thoughts in our mind, because a great speech, it's gonna go like this. It's gonna be a little bit of a roller coaster of emotions, of speed. You're gonna adjust your melody, your tone, your pitch, your cadence, so that there's a movement to that speech, right? That rhythm of just the sound of what you're saying is important. But then I also think about the rhythm of my movement, right? How am I moving on that stage? I'm not gonna stand behind a podium ever, even if they ask me to. Mr. Burchard, could you stand behind a podium? I don't like to stand behind a podium. I'm gonna move. Well, you know, it'd be better if you could stand behind the podium. Is it a requirement? Yes, sir, it is. Oh man, I will move from the podium every time, because it's just not how people are meant to talk to each other behind a podium. So I'll find that movement, the rhythm of my movement. When am I gonna move? How could I animate any of my stories? How could I physically gesture or move? I'll be thinking about that. I'm not a perfectionist in terms of, I don't really rehearse every move like a choreographed person. I just think about it in advance and visualize it to try and think about how can I make this feel alive and, you know, and moving and gesture at this particular part, slow down at this particular part, speed up at that particular part. It's very much on my mind, and it should be on your mind too, especially in those last 4 minutes of your speech. Your last 4 minutes, you don't need to know everything you're gonna say, but you should have a destination in mind of the key takeaways and the emotions you want them to experience. What I tell most people is, if you really wanna leave an audience in a healthy, great, buoyant place, you wanna really ramp up and crescendo your speech. A lot of people today, they like to prove that they can make people emotional, and they wanna end that speech with people are crying and they're just like, oh! And I'm like, you know what? Let's not leave them there at a conference, because they might not have the opportunity to go and reflect and chill out and experience the depth of that. You can do that in the middle of the speech, but your job is to leave them in a good place, to lift them towards that end where they're almost gonna lift out of their seats with excitement or some kind of, you know, charge in mind that they're gonna get something done. The last piece for me is thinking about role modeling. What is it that I wanna convey to the world You know, if I could be a role model for something, what do I want to convey? What's my message? What's my mission as a speaker? Beyond what they asked me to speak about, beyond how I can entertain, what do I want to leave to this world? What messages do I really want to wrap in there? What energy do I really want to put into it so that the audience leaves away and they say, not he's a role model because that's my goal, but because I've thought through it. You know, what's your message to the world? What do you want to convey? What do you want the world to feel because of your presence? Knowing your values, your messages, what you want to impart to the world, that's vital for every speaker. After I've done all that, now it's the day of the speech, and I got to think about really preparing that singular day to make the speech awesome. So the first thing I'll do is I'll get up and I'll go for a run, or I'll do a significant stretch or a significant cardio session in my room, because the most important thing you got to do is open up your lungs so you can go and deliver a great speech. You cannot fool yourself and think, oh, I'll just have some coffee or a Diet Coke and I'll let the caffeine ride my energy into the speech. People who do that are always relegated to being amateurs and will never reach their full potential as a speaker to really move the needle for that audience. You gotta get up and you gotta get energized in your body before you ever hit that stage. It is an absolute must if you're ever gonna be your best. Look, some people can get by just showing up and walking in, but you know what? We don't need more people living at their level of mediocrity. We need more people on stage who are role models, who we look up to and say, wow, that person, they stretched themselves, they prepared themselves, they brought themselves, you know? So after I stretch or I do my cardio and I really am opened up, I'll go down to the room where I'm gonna give my speech and I'll do a sound check. I'll get on stage, I'll fill out the stage, I'll go into the audience, I'll shout a bunch of things from the stage and from the audience to find the dead points of sound in the room as much as I can, just to feel the energy of the room and then to visualize where I'm gonna be and how I'm gonna visualize myself up on stage, walking back and forth, getting alive, getting alert. I'll visualize the audience giving an amazing standing ovation and feeling the energy from, just try and imbue the room with energy right there. Really feel it and sense it before I ever get on. I'll get up on stage, one last walk back and forth, look at, get comfortable, and then boom, I go, I get dressed, I get ready, it's time to go. I'll go back down, then I get backstage. Backstage, I'm constantly bouncing in place, I'm stretching, I'm getting ready. I'm not thinking too much about the speech. I'm just thinking about my body and opening up my meridians, opening up my energy. Just doing some body work backstage so that when I hit the stage, I feel loose and stretched and capable. And from there, it's trust. It's trusting in myself. It's not that I don't get anxiety or nerve, but my nerves are more like butterflies, like levels of excitement to go deliver for these folks because I prepared, I know it. Even if it's a big audience, I still get sometimes a little bit of anxiety or nervous real fast, and that's cool. I just now aim that energy into productive ends, which is serving that audience. So I never get, if you're always, you know, I have a lot of stage fright, watch a lot of my other training out there because I'm training for that. But stage fright is really just an obsession about self. You're paying attention to the wrong thing. It's all about you. To get over stage fright, you focus on service. You focus on helping the other people. You focus on having real conversations with individuals and just having conversations with the individuals in the audience, really connecting with people and delivering something that you believe in, something that's important to you, not something you're reporting out because you're supposed to, but because this is a chance for you to role model, to inspire people, to make your difference. I hope that serves you. It's one of the greatest qualities of living the charged life is being a great communicator, knowing that you've left the world with a positive feeling and a positive set of messages. It's what my entire life has been about. I hope you feel that through all these videos. You feel it when you see me on stage or out there on television or doing any of my work out there. I feel it. I'm excited to do this work all the time, and I know that you can share your voice equally as well. If you'll practice, you'll rehearse, you'll think about the rhythm, you'll do the work on the day of the speech to get you in the best possible place, and you'll focus on serving those that you're blessed to speak with. Doing all that helps you live the charged life. Hey, it's Brendan again. Did you notice something in today's episode? Yep, no ads, no sponsors, just a positive message to improve your day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts and they have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? Hey, I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you in this podcast. And personally, when I listen to other shows, I just skip those long-winded sponsor pitches anyway. I can only do this because you share my podcast with so many other people, and enough folks end up looking me up online and buying my books or taking my online courses that I can self-fund this entire effort. And you know how hard it is to do all this. And that's why I appreciate you guys so much. I heard that you even helped me break a record too, the longest running top 10 self-help show without a single sponsor or product pitch or ad. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor, tell a friend today. You know, you should listen to The Charged Life, Brendon Burchard's podcast. Just help spread the word. Share why you like my show or tell people to go to podcast.brendon.com. It would sure help. And I'd appreciate it, and I'm sure our community would too. I look forward to talking with you again soon, my friend. Until then, go out there every single day of your life, live fully, love openly, and make your difference today. Hey, it's Brendon, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendon, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendon from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi.
If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.